This year, deep inside a mountain, North Korea detonated a giant nuclear bomb. It also launched missiles. And so for the first time since the Cold War ended, a lot of us, ordinary Americans, have started thinking about nuclear weapons. But one American, a big rig trucker, has been thinking about these weapons for decades, and he can't stop. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has the story of his obsession with the bomb and what it can tell us about North Korea.
John Kostermullen is 71 years old and lives in Milwaukee. He works for a major trucking firm delivering merchandise to big box stores.
12 hours a night, 5 days one week and 6 days the next.
But for the past 24 years, Kostermullen has had an extraordinary hobby. He has carefully recreated detailed designs of America's very first nuclear weapons. Little Boy, the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima, and Fat Man, the one that fell on Nagasaki. It all began in 1993 with a scheme to make a little money.
The 50th anniversary was coming up on the bombs, and maybe I could make little replicas of the bombs and sell them.
To him, it made sense. He'd grown up at the dawn of the atomic age and loved making models. He figured some like-minded baby boomer might buy them. Now, some companies were already making models of the bombs, but Kostermullen noticed their versions looked off. Maybe the tail fins were wrong or something like that. He thought he could do better.
If you're going to do it real. And I'm a perfectionist. I want everything where it should be.
So to make his models, he drove 1,300 miles to the birthplace of the atomic bombs, Los Alamos, New Mexico. The museum there has accurate, full-scale replicas of Little Boy and Fat Man he could work from. As he designed his models, he decided he'd write a little brochure to go with them.
And the brochure turned into a 431-page book.
Kostermullen never sold a single model, but he's been adding to his bomb brochure ever since, building up what are basically complete specs on America's first nuclear weapons. He's traveled the country and the world to glean all sorts of supposedly secret details.
Nobody leaked anything to me. I found all this information was hiding in plain sight.
Like the time he went to a lecture by someone who'd worked on the development of the bombs, and the guy had this special commemorative paperweight.
It turned out that paperweight, that souvenir, the mold they poured the plastic into was the same mold they poured the plutonium into to make the cores.
The small nuclear cores at the center of the Fat Man-type bombs. So Kostermullen ran up after the lecture, made a few quick measurements, and got what was once highly classified information. He also spends a lot of time poring over declassified photographs and documents and thinking about how the pieces they describe fit together.
I've had a lot of those aha moments where it suddenly hits you. And when I'm driving at night, I've had a lot of these where it flashes in your head and you're like, oh my.
Kostermullen lives for those aha moments, and they've added up to a very complete diagram of each bomb. I asked him to show me his design for Fat Man.
I used to know the page numbers, but when you keep adding stuff, the page numbers get moved around. Okay, there we go.
Kostermullen drew it himself. The level of detail is incredible.
The central core is the 3.6-inch diameter plutonium core. That's what they were trying to compress.
Kostermullen sells his book on Amazon. I tried to contact several former nuclear weapons designers about his work. None of them wanted to comment publicly on it. But Jeffrey Lewis, a scholar at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies, says conversations he's had suggest the designs are reasonably close to the real thing.
I'm not in any position to judge, but I observe that people who are seem to take them seriously. And some of those people are alarmed.
But Lewis has a little bit of a different take on this. He says Kostermullen's Odyssey shows nuclear weapons just aren't that hard.
If a truck driver from Milwaukee can roughly replicate one, then that tells you that there is nothing mysterious about them.
The only hard part is getting the uranium or plutonium to fuel the bomb. Which brings us back to North Korea. It has both. Earlier this year, it conducted a massive nuclear test of a powerful weapon, at least 10 times more destructive than the Hiroshima bomb. That led to a lot of talk about stopping North Korea from advancing its technology. But Lewis says that may not be possible.
I think we watch too many superhero movies. We imagine that we can physically prevent people from doing this. But it is so easy.
That's why Lewis says the only way to halt North Korea's progress may be to somehow convince them that it's in their best interest to stop it themselves. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.